Yesterday, Sharaji explained the benefits of Satipatthana practice in order to encourage yogis who are to practice Satipatthana meditation and also those who are already practicing Satipatthana meditation so that they will build up more faith and confidence and there will be a stronger desire to gain these benefits. Yogis who have already practiced before might understand the meaning of Satipatthana to a certain extent. And Saraji plans to talk on what is Satipatthana, answering the question, what is Satipatthana, explaining, combining with the practice during this 1 month retreat. People who are learning the Buddha's teachings, practicing meditation, should understand two things. The first one is ugaha. Ugaha means one should learn the work that one is going to do, and one should understand the meaning of it. And if one is not clear, one should ask questions. Asking questions is called paripuccha. So these two are important. If a person does not understand the work, or even if one understands it, but if there is doubt, then he or she will not have strong desire to work. That's why it is necessary for the person to learn how to work and also the meaning. And if one is not clear, one should ask questions to someone who knows. And one should understand how one should practice. And one should listen attentively, respectfully, the guidance and instruction. Learning the guidance and instruction, one should also put it into the practice accurately according to these guidance. First, one should learn the word Satipatthana. Satipatthana is a Pali word, and one should understand the meaning of the word Satipatthana. And if one is not clear, one should ask question, and Saraji will explain what is Satipatthana combining with the practice. The main objective of practicing Satipatthana meditation is in order to extinguish the heat of raga, dosa, moha, lust, anger, delusion that have been following throughout the round of existences. One practices Satipatthana meditation in order to put out these fire of raga, dosa, moha. Most beings are spending their life much with the heat of these defilements. Having these fire of defilements, their life is meaningless according to the teachings of the Buddha. By extinguishing the defilements, raga, dosa, moha, one will be virtuous and one will not be hurting the surrounding. By removing the defilements, one's own world will be peaceful. So removing the defilements means making one's own world be peaceful. It is very important. When one's own world is peaceful, one is also contributing to the peacefulness in the surrounding. So it is very important. Samana Dhamma Wodi. Samana Dhamma is the practice that extinguishes the defilements. So when a person lives with the practice that extinguishes the defilements, such kind of work is very precious and peaceful. Samana is the person who extinguishes the heat of defilements. The practice that extinguishes the defilements are sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom. There should be priyati, learning how one should practice the three trainings, sila, samadhi, and panya. And one should practice accordingly. There are three stages of defilements: gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. There are transgressive defilements that manifest in bodily and verbal behavior. There are obsessive defilements that manifest in the mind, and there are latent, dormant defilements. As there are three stages of defilements, gross, medium, and refined, there are also three trainings in order to remove these gross, medium, and refined defilements. Sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, are the trainings that can remove gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. Gross defilements need to be removed by refraining, abstaining, that one abstains from killing, stealing. Refraining from killing, stealing, and so on, one is preventing the gross form of defilements. So one should take the precepts in order to remove the gross defilements. A person who refrains from these wrongdoings can easily observe the precept and will be removing gross defilements. Knowing that the defilements are shameworthy and frightening, and the results of the defilements are disgusting, having this knowledge, the person easily refrains from wrongdoings and thus remove the gross defilements. Having metta, loving kindness, compassion, karuna, one has consideration, empathy towards others. Just as one does not want to be hurt, in the same way, the others do not want to be hurt. Based on metta and karuna, loving kindness and compassion, having consideration, empathy, one refrains oneself from wrongdoings. In this way, one controls oneself not to commit wrongdoings, and one protects others from being hurt. Having compassion towards others, one protects others from being hurt, and thus one controls oneself so that one does not commit wrongdoings. In this way, one overcomes vitekamakilesa, transgressive defilements, through the practice of sila, morality. So one should live practicing sila, morality, overcoming these transgressive defilements. By refraining from wrongdoings by body and speech, these bodily transgression, verbal transgression, does not arise. These wrongdoings are adhamma, the bad conduct, and the dhamma is the good conduct. Having the samana dhamma, one physical, verbal behavior becomes pure and clean, gentle and cultured, away from transgression. His or her bodily behavior, verbal behavior, becomes lovable and pure. It is the immediate benefit. By having compassion towards others, one refrains from wrongdoings, and thus one's life is filled with samana dhamma. In this way, sila, morality, uplifts the life of the person. Buddha taught morality, Buddha taught sila, morality, so that people practice morality and become true human. But it is only the foundation. Sila is only the foundation. Based on sila, there are other sikha, other trainings that should be practiced. Sila, morality, keeps one's body and speech to be pure and clean. By refraining from wrongdoings, one's bodily behavior, verbal behavior, become pure and clean. And still, the mind also needs to be controlled. If the mind is not controlled systematically, the mind goes here and there. The person may be in the meditation center, but the mind may be going to every nook and corner if the person is lacking any control of the mind. Just as when the parents do not train their children team up with bad people and they become spoiled. In the same way, when the mind is left uncontrolled, there will be the mind ganging up with raga, lust, based on the object that the person sees. And also the mind can gang up with dosa, anger, aversion, hatred. There can also be mana, conceit, jealousy, envy, stinginess. When the mind gangs up with these bad states, then the mind also gets spoiled. Just as when the children is not trained by the parents, the children gang up with the bad people and the children become spoiled. In the same way, when the mind is left uncontrolled, the mind teams up with the bad things, with the bad mental states, and the mind also becomes spoiled. The mind should be controlled in the way of samatha and satipatthana meditation. Once you practice Samadhi Sikha, concentration training, when noting the object, when the noting mind falls calm, collected on the object, at the moment the mind falls calm, collected on the object, there will not be the wish to kill others, there will not be the wish to steal, and there will not be the wish to commit sexual misconduct. In this way, the mind is calm and collected. Fulfilling sila, morality, the body and speech will be pure and clean. And as much there is samadhi, concentration, the mind is calm, collected, and clean. And thus, the person has a humane mind. In this way, one should have a good control of one's mind through the practice of samadhi, concentration, so that the mind will be pure, clean, blameless, cultured, gentle, lovable, and peaceful. By samadhi, the mind is calm, collected, the mind being pure and clean, and there will be samana dhamma vodhi. One removes the obsessive defilements through the practice of samadhi, concentration. Priyutthana kilesa are the obsessive defilements that arise in the mind, and it is not the physical, verbal action yet, but it is the obsessive defilements that is arising in the mind. Obsessive defilements have to be removed by samadhi sikha, concentration training. Noting rising, falling of the abdomen with aim and effort, noting the object, there will be sati, mindfulness, when the noting mind sticks onto the object. Putting effort in the practice, defilements such as laziness have no chance to arise. Having sati, mindfulness, the mind is guarded, protected away from defilements. With sati, mindfulness, the defilements cannot enter the mind. When the mind falls calm, collected on the object, there is samadhi, concentration, and thus there will not be restlessness or worry. In this way, so long as viriya, sati, and samadhi, so long as effort, mindfulness, and concentration are present, priyutthana kilesa, obsessive defilements, have no chance to arise. And if they arise, one should cure it right away by being mindful. Just as one needs to prevent illness from taking place, in the same way, one should prevent the defilements from arising. And when illness takes place, one should cure it right away. In the same way, when defilements arise, one should cure it right away by being mindful. Prevention is better than cure. One should prevent fire from breaking out, and when the fire breaks out, one should extinguish it right away. In the same way, defilements should be prevented from arising. If the defilements arise, one should put it out right away by being mindful. And it is not just enough. There still is latent, dormant defilements that have been following throughout the round of existences. And one needs to remove latent, dormant defilements. When there is high fever, Medicine is given to reduce the fever. And when the fever is reduced, the fever can no longer be fatal. And still, if there are intermittent fever, more medicine is given in order to cure the fever. And when the fever is totally cured, then the fever will no longer take place. The defilements can arise in the mind so long as latent dormant defilements are not yet removed. One should suppress and remove the defilements. Suppressing the defilements means weakening the defilements. Through the practice of Satipatthana meditation, one cultivates knowledge into nama rupa. When one cultivates knowledge, one is weakening the defilements that have been following throughout the round of assistances. And by cultivating vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, the defilements become weaker and weaker. The defilements that have been weakened through insight knowledge, these defilements will totally be removed when one attains Ariya Magga, the path knowledge. Panya Sikha, wisdom training, has to be practiced in order to weaken, suppress, and remove latent, dormant defilements. By removing latent, dormant defilements, one has totally removed the latent, dormant defilement to the point of no return. And one lives with the practice extinguishing the defilements. When one becomes at least sotapanna, when one becomes at least a stream enderer, one has removed gross defilements that lead to lower existences. As there are three stages of defilements, gross, medium, and refined, transgressive defilement, obsessive defilement, latent, dormant defilements, there are three trainings: sila, morality, samadhi, concentration, panya, wisdom, to remove these three stages of defilements. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, the three sikha, the three trainings, sila, samadhi, and panya, are automatically involved in the practice of Satipatthana meditation. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, the three trainings, sila, samadhi, and panya, are automatically fulfilled, and one removes gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. Removing gross, medium, and refined form of defilements, there will be samana dhamma vodhi, the person who lives with the practice extinguishing the defilements. So the three trainings have to be practiced to remove gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. Anusya kilesa, latent, dormant defilements, are compared to a person who is fast asleep. Waking up is compared to priyutana kilesa, obsessive defilements. Getting up and doing this and that is compared to videkama kilesa, transgressive defilements. So by This example of a person who is fast asleep compared to anusya kilesa, latent dormant defilements, waking up, is compared to priyutana kilesa, obsessive defilements, getting up, doing this and that, is compared to videgama kilesa, transgressive defilements. So using this example, one will understand the three forms of defilements. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one gains the virtues, sila, samadhi, and panya. One does not deliberately have to practice sila, samadhi, panya, but by practicing Satipatthana meditation, sila, samadhi, and panya are automatically fulfilled. Guna is the virtue, quality. Satipatthana meditation has the quality of purifying the mind. Practice of sila, samadhi, and panya has the quality of removing gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. And by practicing, one will gain these qualities and virtues, and the person will be uplifted. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, one fulfills the three trainings, sila, samadhi, and panya, and thus one removes gross, medium, refined form of defilements, and thus one's physical, verbal, mental behavior will be pure, clean, gentle, and thus one will become virtuous and beautiful. In order to have Samana Dhamma Vodhi, there should be two things. Two things are needed in order to remove raga, dosa, moha, lust, anger, delusion, and in order to remove gross, medium, refined form of defilements, two things are needed. The first one is sadhukan savana. One should listen attentively how one should practice to remove these defilements. One should listen attentively to the talk, to the guidance and instructions, how one should remove them. So when there is Dhamma talk, or when the meditation teacher is explaining, one should listen attentively. And when practicing, one should not practice in a flippant way. One should practice diligently, precisely. And the second is sadhuka manasikara. One should practice respectfully, meticulously. When an object arises, one should note the object with aim and effort so that the noting mind will be concurrent with the object. It is sadhuka manasikara. So to be Samana Dhamma Vodhi, to be the person who lives with the practice extinguishing the defilements, one should be endowed with these two factors, sadhukan savana and sadhukan manasikara. One should not be lacking any one of the two. One should be endowed with both these factors in order to have Samana Dhamma Vodhi. Yogis who are here, they might have different purpose of practicing Satipatthana meditation. There might be various purposes they might have. But the main aim and objective of practicing Satipatthana meditation is to remove gross, medium, and refined form of defilements. As there are three forms, gross, medium, and refined form of defilements, Buddha taught Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, so as to prevent, cure, suppress, and uproot the defilements. In order to cultivate Vipassana Panya and Magga Panya, insight knowledge and path knowledge, one should practice Sila, Samadhi, and Panya. And while the instructions are given how to remove the defilements, one should listen attentively and respectfully, and one should put these guidance and instruction into practice by practicing accurately, precisely according to these guidance, being mindful every single second. So it is the duty of the yogi to follow the instructions accurately, precisely, being mindful every single second, and the person will be a true yogi. And practicing thus, the yogi will gain benefits of the practice. And tomorrow, Saraji will explain how one should practice combining with the benefits and results of the practice. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu.